With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Global reaction to the official announcement of President Trump's tariffs has ranged from cautious to irate.
The sweeping new tariffs have been met with dismay and threats of countermeasures. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has vowed to fight for the best deal for the UK.
We have a range of levers at our disposal.
China has been slapped with 34% tariffs in addition to the 20% announced early this year. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said this violates World Trade Organization rules. Nayan Kim, London.
Financial markets around the world are reeling following the president's latest volley of tariffs. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says some areas of the Midwest and South that already have received anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain could get life-threatening flash flooding in the coming days.
The hardest hit area is going to be across portions of Arkansas, western Tennessee, western Kentucky, southeast Missouri. And then the surrounding area around that's still going to be hard hit too. But kind of that core I just mentioned is really where the highest rainfall amounts and highest impacts are currently expected.
Forecasters say Wednesday's severe conditions, that was the opening act for a week of wild weather as daytime heating combines with an unstable atmosphere, strong wind shear, and abundant moisture streaming in from the Gulf. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell modestly last week, remaining within the same range of recent years. Jobless claims fell by 6,000 to 219,000 for the week ending March 19th. That's according to the Labor Department. This is SRN News. New abortion numbers from the Public Religion Research Institute.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have rejected bills that would have prevented males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats on the State Assembly's Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism voted down two proposals by Republican lawmakers. The leading measure would have required the California Interscholastic Federation to adopt rules banning students who are male from participating on a girls' school sports team. This is SRN News. A new round of talks between the U.S. and NATO.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio heads to Brussels for 2 days of meetings with NATO member diplomats. He's bringing with him newly confirmed NATO Ambassador Matt Whitaker, a former acting attorney general. It's hoped that Rubio can salvage a group consensus amid the U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire in Ukraine. President Trump has consistently complained about NATO members' defense spending. The allies will be keen to hear from Rubio what the U.S. administration's intentions are as they draft a roadmap for what happens next. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Hungary despite an International Criminal Court arrest warrant against him over the war in Gaza. His trip began with full military honors in the capital Budapest alongside Hungary's nationalist leader Viktor Orban, whose government announced it will withdraw from the ICC. Netanyahu has close ties with Orban. More details at srnnews.com.